IBM has announced that it will extend health insurance and other benefits to the partners of its gay and lesbian employees. IBM employs 110,000 people in the United States alone and is the largest American business to offer benefits to the partners of homosexual employees. The decision to extend coverage to more people will cost IBM more money, but company officials say they think they'll come out ahead. NPR's Steve Inskeep has our report.
Company officials insist IBM is not taking such a dramatic step. Although most corporations don't grant benefits to same-sex couples, many companies in the computer industry do. Company Vice President Jill Kanin-Lovers says IBM is really just catching up to rivals like Microsoft and Apple, which have offered benefits to gay and lesbian partners for years.
We really try to make sure our benefit plans are competitive. And so what you want to take a look at is what do you need to do to make sure you can attract and retain the best type of employees regardless of their own personal situation. And this is just a continuation of that.
IBM considers this a pragmatic decision, not a moral one. Interested employees will have to sign affidavits saying they have strong financial and emotional ties to their partners. IBM will take 6 weeks to collect the applications, and only then will executives know for sure how many people want their partners covered and how much it will cost. But Kanin-Lovers is not concerned.
We looked at other companies' experiences in introducing same-sex domestic partner benefits, and what we found is that the cost is really not an issue. That most organizations, it was less than 1% of the employee population that wound up participating in the program.
Most studies suggest that gays make up far more than 1% of the population, but just as with heterosexuals, some don't have partners, and some partners have benefits through their own jobs. This has made it easier for companies to offer benefits to gays and lesbians. One study says about 470 corporations and institutions now do so. The trend has angered religious conservatives who hope to find some way to stop it.
I think it's another sign of the moral decline in our culture, which concerns us very much.
Will Dodson is legal counsel for the Christian Life Commission, an arm of the Southern Baptist Church. That church is asking its many members to consider refusing to spend money on the toys, movies, and other products of the Walt Disney Company, which also offers same-sex benefits.
It's not an all-out boycott, but I think we're saying, look, we're looking at this real seriously. We're asking our people to look at it real seriously. And unless things get substantially better soon, then a boycott is most likely forthcoming.
The Southern Baptists will decide on stronger action at their convention next year. But as more companies extend benefits, it may be harder for religious conservatives or anyone else to do anything about it. Kim Mills is a spokesperson for the gay rights organization called the Human Rights Campaign.
It's coming to a point in this country where if that's your criterion, if you won't buy a product from a company that extends fairness to gay employees, then you're not going to be able to buy anything pretty soon.
In the computer industry, at least, that may already be true. But while IBM and other companies are giving benefits to same-sex partners, it's important to note that the IRS isn't going along. Traditional married couples don't have to pay income taxes on health benefits for a spouse. But if you're an employee who receives benefits for a same-sex partner, the benefits count as income, and you have to pay taxes on the value. I'm Steve Inskeep in New York.